I'm Marco Werman with The World. You've heard of actors and writers in Hollywood who say what they really want to do is direct. Now meet a director who really wants to write. Haifa Al-Mansour is the author of the just-published young adult novel The Green Bicycle. It was inspired by a film she directed called Wajda. Mansour hopes the book will in turn inspire young girls across the globe.
I wanted to create this character who's maybe lives in a very harsh world, but believes in herself and tries to achieve her dreams regardless. For me, I think young adults now, in the age of between 10 and 15, need those kind of superheroes, that people that they can look up to and they are similar to them, and move away from being a victim and move away from peer pressure. It's about this girl who really wants to ride a bicycle in a country like Saudi Arabia. And you know how it is harsh on women in Saudi, especially young girls. But she never gives up to that kind of pressure. She believes in herself and she pursued her dreams, and she's a rebel by being feisty at heart. And I think we need people like that, people who are willing to push limits, work hard and to achieve their dreams.
Yeah, feisty, like a lot of teenagers.
Yeah. Well, feisty, not to go to a party, as much feisty to assert herself and have a voice. And it is something sometimes like it gets lost when you are in peer pressure. You want to satisfy your friends or be similar to someone. Sometimes it's hard to be different.
Reading The Green Bicycle and kind of getting into the life of this 11-year-old girl, Wajda, it made me curious about your own background. Tell me about the life that got you to create the story of Wajda in the first place.
Well, I come from a small town in Saudi, and I'm one of 12 kids. So it is very much based on the town I lived in and all my childhood and the school I went to. But I come from a very liberal family. Like, my parents, they gave us this shelter to grow up normal in a place that sometimes can be a little bit difficult, especially for women. I've never remembered my father telling me, you cannot do this because you're a girl. He always told me, maybe if you want to do this, you have to work hard. And I think having this kind of environment at home allowed me to break away from the constraints of that culture.
Would you say that as a girl, you were a tomboy like Wajda? Or would you say that people, because you came from this liberal family, saw you and said, oh, she's a tomboy?
Well, no, I was a tomboy when
you
I was a kid. Yeah, and but I never had like someone who tells me you cannot have a bicycle. Wajda comes from a different setup. Her family is similar to my brother, who became very conservative. He will never let his daughter have a bicycle or travel alone or do anything because he wanted to be part of the culture. He gave in. And it is about those girls. Nobody will give you your freedom. You have to fight for it. And fighting for it, it doesn't mean like you have to protest every day politically and all that. It just has to be with little acts of defiance every day.
Right. Haifa, you're a filmmaker, as I said, but you've got a masterful kind of touch with the young adult genre. I'm just curious, what was the young adult book scene like when you were growing up? What did you read?
Oh, it was non-existent.
Nothing?
Well, books and... it's very... I grew up reading a lot of like Agatha Christie, for example, and stuff like that. It's all translated into Arabic, but we did not have... and still, we don't have much of that literature for young adults in the Arab world.
So books like, you know, Agatha Christie mysteries, where would you find them in Saudi Arabia?
We find them in libraries and like in bookstores and stuff. But it's always like, it is the culture that sometimes when you go to school and I told them, I read this book and stuff, they will tell me, it will corrupt your soul.
Agatha
you should
Christie
not read.
Would.
Yeah. It is like a Western influence on your, you know, pure whatever existence as a girl from Saudi Arabia. So you should not read those influences.
Yeah,
and of course
God forbid we should find out who done it.
Yeah, so it is hard to be an outsider. I always felt like an outsider, and it was hard as a kid. But I think it pays off if you stick to it.
So you've been to university, film school, you've traveled around the world, had a middle-class upbringing, as you said. Is Wajda the character, is she your way of helping to reverse the kind of backward face of patriarchal societies in the Mideast, especially in the Emirates? Is she kind of your secret weapon?
I think for me, it is very important to change values. The political situation doesn't matter if values don't change. If your heart does not change, things will remain the same. And yeah, for girls to believe in themselves and try to achieve success regardless to what is happening, to study harder or like break away and be good in math or ride bicycles and all that, it changes the culture. It is more fundamental change at the roots. And yeah, I think that is how it should go in that place. Anywhere else, anywhere in the world, I think value is what defines any society. And changing values is not easy. It has to accumulate and has time to happen.
Haifa Al-Mansour, the author of the just-published young adult novel, The Green Bicycle, also director of the film Wajda. Great to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much, Marco. Thank you so much for having me.